Hidden Mystery and Covenant. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and his covenant to make it known to them. Psalm 25, verse 14. There is no greater mystical word in the language of Revelation than the word covenant. For true religion is contained in the covenant. And it is this connection of covenant and hidden communion with God, this interrelationship of covenant and mysticism, which is so clearly expressed in Psalm 25. Indeed, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. The secret of the Lord. There are people who translate this as the counsel of the Lord. But also then, the text still gives a lot of work to men of religious mysticism. For the counsel of the Lord is then not his secret decision, which is for nobody, not even for those who fear him, but for God himself. But by the counsel of the Lord, the singer means the most hidden aspects of God's being, in which his deepest thoughts are contained, also in which they reveal themselves and are materialized to the outside. For all the generosity, goodness, and grace of God that are revealed have still a hidden origin. The one moment Scripture speaks in an illustrative manner about God's inmost being, and the next it mentions God's heart. And thus, the secret of the Lord is that personal and conscious, favorable inclination to his people, which makes God the Lord. By this, the Creator of heaven and earth reaches out to his people, all who belong to him, comforting them, swearing to be faithful to them, and with a view to his mystery of faithfulness and love, calls himself by this name, I am who I am. This hidden mystery, this accumulation of deep and peaceful thoughts, is thus for those who fear him. For with this fear is not meant a terrifying fear, by which man is kept in slavery, but a fear of childlike inclination of the soul to God. It is the stirring of our hidden life, in which our secret mysteries touch those of God, as also the soul itself has found him to be the Lord. And when we fear him, there will be contact in love between two kinds of hidden mysteries and counsels, that of him and that of us. But this reveals to us exactly that nothing is more mystical than the covenant. For only in the covenant, love is known and the mystery instantly and also afterward seen. And all this in a certainty that does not cling to arguments but is preceded by them. It is not merely intellectual, but instantly alive for all of the soul and all of its strength. That which is already present among people can especially be recognized in the relationship of God and the soul. Can love be explained between two people? If it can, it would soon appear at a moment of self-evaluation that there are moments of doubt, which for love is the beginning of self-destruction. But where love dominates, it recognizes itself immediately and will find the means of language that comes from the depth of the soul. Then it has to express itself, it has to find the words and expose itself in deeds, gestures, words, and works. Then the covenant automatically becomes the conscious realization of love. That covenant is not mechanically imposed, but grows up organically out of it. Thus, the covenant is also between God and the soul, the eminent form in which love expresses itself and finds ways to reveal itself. The covenant should be seen exactly in this relationship, for the love of God would not express itself to us if it was not revealed. That revelation cannot be a way of reasoning, just as little as many conclusions of our mind cannot in themselves fill the altar of love, build the temple of love, or sanctify it. Instead, it comes to man within the covenant. Thus, God provides him certainty. What a thousand words cannot say or express is instantly understood in the covenant. For the covenant is the expression of it all in love. It is sealed in quietude, which causes the soul to speak clearly to the soul, and hear the soul to God. And whatever cannot reach every love by way of reasoning, is exactly what is understood by the covenant, and also consciously discovered in its deepest depth, in its mystery, and in its counsel. Thus the man who thinks that the covenant is not mystical, has not yet reached the depth of that covenant. Just as far as a modernist, who calls us intellectualists, is removed from the life that is within us, so the man is removed from the religious terms of Scripture, who calls the covenant nothing else than a parasite, which entered our communication with God and which should be gotten rid of, a point of view that should be overcome. For in the true and faithful contact with God's hidden mystery breaks the flash of the covenant through our nights of life, and the daylight that remains is the light of the covenant. We do not have to overcome the covenant, but the covenant has to be victorious in us. It has to persuade us, convince and confirm us instantly, that in his hidden mystery, God is exactly the Lord who can say, I am who I am. And of him, the people, the soul, will respond, He is whom he is in eternity, Yahweh, the Lord. For the covenant is as full of mysticism as the beating of Adam's excited heart in that glorious hour when he, who had blown the breath of life in his flesh, stood by him, and who did not pass him by when the evening wind caused his flesh to shiver at the time his spirit shivered because of the approach of his God. For that approach was also a drawing. And when this drawing came to a standstill, love said, Our counsel has been discovered, our word has now been spoken, our covenant has now been sealed.